Hello and welcome to City Beat, your source for the latest news and information here in the city of Rocky Mount. I'm Media Relations Specialist Jesse Nunnery, and today I'm joined by Tripp Bunn. He is our Battalion Chief of Safety and Training. Chief Bunn, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Glad to do it.
Yeah. So before we get into Citizens Fire Academy, just tell us a little bit about how you got into the Rocky Mount Fire Department and how long you've been here.
So I've been in the department 18 years, a little over 18 years. I got started when I was a kid. I always wanted to be a firefighter. And then my uncle became a firefighter, volunteer, and then later on professionally. And so I just kind of wanted to follow in his footsteps. And after the Marine Corps, I applied with the city of Rocky Mount and got hired and went through the academy at Nash Community College. And I've been here ever since.
So 2 decades later, here we stand.
That's right.
And getting ready for the Citizens Fire Academy, which begins on May 18th. So Chief Bunn, tell us a little bit about what is the Citizens Fire Academy?
The Citizens Fire Academy is just an opportunity for the citizens of Rocky Mount to see what the fire department does and the different services we may offer. A lot of people don't realize what all we do on a day-to-day basis. So it's just a good opportunity for the citizens to see what their fire department does on the day.
And what are some of the specifics of this academy as far as what they're going to see?
The first class, we'll just do a quick history and about the fire department, how it comes about, and how long we've been here. And then we'll do a talk about the training opportunities and the hiring practices of the department. And then we'll do a class on vehicle extrication. And then a class on the special teams that the city offers, the swift water team, the technical rescue team, and our dive team. And then we'll do a class on fire investigations, public education, and also fire prevention. And then we'll do a class, also a live burn. We'll go out to Nash Community College and their training boxes. And we'll do a live burn and let the citizens actually see how we operate on a fire scene and what a fire looks like.
It sounds like you're going to cover a lot over 6 weeks. Again, that's May 18th through June 22nd from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yes, sir.
You're going to feed everybody?
Yes, sir. We'll have a quick small meal, just kind of eat while we talk and cover some things.
Mm-hmm. And this is also a great recruitment tool as well. What specifically do you think a potential candidate could get out of this academy?
Again, if somebody is interested in the fire service and may not know exactly what we do on a day-to-day basis, it would give someone, a potential candidate, an opportunity to see what we do. Also kind of get a feel of what they may be exposed to in the fire service, because a lot of people think we just come in and fight fires, and that's not the case. We do a lot of different things, so it will give someone an opportunity to see what we do.
And are there any other outreach opportunities that our citizens might see the fire department at throughout the community?
Absolutely. We're involved in smoke alarm installations. You can call your local fire station and we'll come out and put a smoke alarm in for you at no cost. Also, we do public education events at different schools, daycares. Some of that's limited. We're starting to get back into it a little bit now because of COVID. But as things progress in the pandemic, we'll start doing more and more. We also offer free car seat checks at all the stations. And again, we're starting to ease back into that as COVID restrictions allow us to. So that's some of the things we offer.
Well, thank you, Chief Bunn, for the information on the Fire Academy,
yes,
as well as what you do here in the community for us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you.
And again, the Citizens Fire Academy runs May 18th through June 22nd. Those are Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Free registration. Please visit our Facebook site for information to register. And that is it for today's episode of City Beat. If you've missed any of our episodes, they are archived on our City TV 19 YouTube page, as well as weekly links on our Facebook and Twitter sites. I'm Jesse Nunnery, and we'll see you next time.